This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Earthquake. Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my van in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 81 of the program. It is an all-original and research episode, and it is the final new episode of 2022. What went into tonight's show really is a kitchen sink. I went to all 5 of my recurrent sources looking at the last almost 3 months of the Earshot and CITR charts and Pitchfork, 2 months of the CJSF playlists, and a little bit more Blaylock's Digback. It's not weighted properly, so it's an unfair comparison, but CITR continues. It's a recent dominance with 9 songs tonight, while Pitchfork and Earshot each have 3. That is a fair comparison between those 3. Then the CJSF playlist, which is looking good, has 4, and then Blaylock's has 4 as well. There are 2 randoms in the mix tonight, including the conspicuous one that just played, and the show is rounded out with a few leftovers from episode 79. So I think this is a good episode, maybe even great. But it was a struggle. I had a heck of a time finding any sort of cohesion and with sequencing things. I think I had too much to choose from, which is a good problem. But different themes kept emerging, and then I would cut songs that reinforced those themes. There's a lot of challenging music tonight, and bubblegum too. Difficult aspects and great chords. And there is the full spectrum of styles on this episode tonight, at least the full spectrum for this show. It is folk to metal, ambient to techno, and everything in between. Creating cohesion has been the biggest issue. I really hope that I did okay. Of the new music, there is a new record from Palm, and there is a song coming up from that. I think it's 4th in. Co-op, their new album isn't out for a couple of weeks, but there's a teaser song from that that's coming up right away. There is Newish Metronomy on here, as you may have already noticed, and Rubble Bucket and Printhead got back on here too. From the leftovers from 79, there are more tracks from the new Lee Paradise, Dumb, and Matt Postband releases. Other than that, it is heaps of great new music from artists I've never played before. Starting off the show tonight was a new band from Oakland called Flex TMG, who are an innovative and talented outfit, as far as I can tell. They have a new release called Whisper Swish. Second up was Metronomy from a remix deluxe edition of their album Small World. Finishing up was Caribou with the conspicuous random from 2010. We'll be right back.
Stones at rest that slowly gathered moss, and they talked about the wanderlusting feelings that they lost. There were two tigers telling tales of how they got their stripes, sharing scars and broken hearts and secrets.